Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Zach Gelb filling in for both Maggie and Perloff on this Tuesday, final hour of our radio program. And obviously, you're listening to us on CBS Sports Radio, in addition to watching us on CBS Sports Network. And also could be tuning in via SiriusXM. You can find this guy, SiriusXM NBA Radio. He's the 1999 NBA champion of the Spurs and also does a great job as a Pelicans color analyst throughout the season, and that's Antonio Daniels. AD, how you been, my friend?
I'm good, Zach. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. I know, obviously, you told us that, hey, Zion Williamson was going nowhere. He wants to be a member of the New Orleans Pelicans, and we saw him over the weekend get that big-time max contract deal. We know Zion is someone, when he's on the court, he could be a force, but do you think this is still a guy that's a number one on a championship team?
Well, I mean, that remains to be seen. I don't think we have enough in place yet. But here's the question that I'll ask you, Zach. Can you think of a generational talent that wasn't number one on the championship team?
No. A generational talent that was not number one on a championship team, no.
Right. And Zion is 100% a generational talent. We know that. Now, whether or not the Pelicans can get to championship status remains to be seen. But they're taking steps in the right direction. They have the right coach in place. They have the right pieces in place. And now getting Zion back on a long-term extension is helping get to that point where we can actually legitimately answer that question.
What advice would you give him? Because for Zion, the shape part has been put under fire, and people have questioned that. Obviously, he's had some injuries. Yeah, what did you say to him?
I can tell you what I told him, Zach. I can tell you exactly what I told him. Is you only have one body. That's all. As far as the NBA is concerned, you only have one body. When that body goes out, that's when your career tends to be over. So you have one body. You got to take care of it as much as you possibly can. This was on the media day, where we were just standing there and talking to each other. I love that young man. I love that young man. He's constantly telling me throughout the course of the season, you know what, AD, I really appreciate you always having my back. And I do have his back. Because he is a young man that I feel that has been unrightfully and not unfairly criticized and ridiculed. And I told him, and I'll share the same thing with you that I told him, keep the receipts. That's what I tell them. Keep the receipts. So all these people that are talking and saying these different things about you, remember who these people are when you come back around to that 27, 28 points per game at 61% from the field. Because now they're going to want you again. Keep these receipts.
Antonio Daniels here with us. Last year was a very positive season for the Pelicans, especially with how ugly it started off and not having Zion Williamson for the entirety of it. How do you look back at what the Pelicans accomplished last year?
It was fantastic. It was fantastic. To be a part of the journey and every step of the process, you know, for when this team was 1-12 or when this team was 3-16 to where they eventually worked themselves to. Like I said, with Willie Green, oh, man. He is such a fantastic coach that understands how to get the most out of his players, that understands the importance of relationships, that understands how to communicate. So to be with this team when it was 3-16 and to go on Twitter spaces with Pels fans and see where they were at that time, to at the end of the year winning two must-win games against the San Antonio Spurs and then the L.A. Clippers on the road to make the playoffs, and then push the best team in the league record-wise to Phoenix Suns to six games? Like, I don't know if the excitement around Pelicans basketball has been this big in quite some time, Zach, and it's warranted.
For Zion Williamson, he's been under the spotlight his entire career. We all know at Duke how big of a deal he was and the expectations coming into the league. Now this contract brings on even more expectations, especially when you just had a successful season and he wasn't a part of it on the court and he was away from the team for a lot of the year. Can he handle those expectations? You know him better than we do. Is he built to handle those expectations and the added pressure?
Well, I don't think it's expectations, added pressure. I think Zion needs to go in and be Zion and the rest will take care of itself. The young man is amazing. There's a reason why he was given that contract. There's a reason why. There's a reason why he was given a five-year extension, 193, with the potential to get up to 231. Because he's worth it. He's worth every bit of it. So I don't think he has to come in thinking, gosh, now I have to do something different than what I've done. No, we forget how young this young man is. We forget, Zach. Like, we forget when these guys are one and done. Like, we put so much pressure on them straight off the jump. And if they don't succeed straight off the jump, then we label them. No, he's fine. We saw what he's capable of doing. He needs to come in and do what he's capable of doing, and I promise you the rest will take care of itself.
Antonio Daniels here with us. We've talked about this before, how so many people for the last few years have tried to get Zion out of New Orleans. How many years now can we lay that talk to rest until that comes up again?
Now they're going to move on to something else. Now it'll be something different. It'll be someone else. So I've been saying this all year. The next guy that they'll be talking about that needs to move, and because for some reason the national media has an issue with young stars in small markets. So now you're going to start to hear the talk about Donovan Mitchell. That's going to be the next one. Oh, Donovan Mitchell needs to go here to a bigger market. He needs to go here to a bigger market. So now that Zion's in place, people will sit back, watch it play itself out, and then move on to another star in a small market.
You mentioned Donovan Mitchell. How about his ex-teammate and Rudy Gobert, Antonio Daniels? What was your first thought when you saw that deal and all that Minnesota gave up to go get him?
I understand what Minnesota's doing. They're pushing all their chips to the middle of the table because they feel like they were that close last year. And they feel like Rudy Gobert, because of his rim protection, is that guy that can get them over the edge. I get it. Can get them over the hump. I completely understand it. When you start to look at potentially what they gave up and five first-round picks, this is the question I ask myself, Zach. If Rudy Gobert got a few rotation guys, Patrick Beverley, rotation guy, Malik Beasley is a rotation guy. I forgot the really good wing defender that they got. Long, lanky, kind of strong. Really good defender. I can't remember his name right now. And potentially with the pick, another first-round pick, five first-round picks, what will Kevin Durant want?
Eight first-round picks? I know you can only trade every other year. That was the first thing I saw as well, Antonio Daniels, was I looked at the five first-round picks that they gave up, and I know there's some protections on two, but my first thought right away was, well, then what the heck is KD going to go for?
Right. But the thing is, for KD to go for that, he's about to break the trade market. If you think about what Rudy Gobert just got, Rudy Gobert got four, basically three rotation players and basically five first round picks for Rudy Gobert. And I'm not saying that as a discredit to Rudy Gobert. I'm saying that just as far as there's a difference in the tier from Rudy Gobert to Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, in my opinion, is the best player in the world. He's the best player in the world. So with all that being said, if Rudy Gobert got that, what kind of hole will Kevin Durant bring back in return? Wow.
Kevin Durant to you right now is better than Giannis Antetokounmpo?
To me, he is. Like, I think about it this way. I'm going to tell you how I think about it. I think about it like, if I have a blank canvas, Zach, I don't know anything as far as how my team is constructed. I don't know who my point guard is, my two, my three, my four, nothing. The style I'm going to play, who am I starting my team with? I'm starting with Kevin Durant. Yes, 100%.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And if somebody told me they're starting with Giannis Antetokounmpo, that's cool. I can dig that. But I'm being me personally because he's one of one in the history of the sport. We've never seen a guy that's 7 foot with that skill set that can do the things that he can do. With all that being said, I'm starting with that man. Plus, I know I can take his skill set and put it in any offense, and he will be just as impactful.
So if Kevin Durant was on the Bucks when they won the championship and not Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Bucks would still get that championship, in your opinion?
I don't know, but that's hypothetical. I'm just talking about what I've seen. I'm talking about the eye test and what I've seen as far as his ability to completely take over a game from anywhere on the court is concerned. That's all. And he's not a bad defender. So I know we can look at Giannis's ability to dominate, to run, to jump, to defend on both ends. Yeah, I get that. Like I said, if somebody else said Giannis Antetokounmpo, I wouldn't tell them they're wrong. To me, this comes down to preference. It comes down to preference. And KD is one of one in the history of the sport. I will take that and run with it.
Antonio Daniels here with us. In your opinion, why is Kevin Durant forcing a trade from the Brooklyn Nets?
Because he knows something that we don't. He's not forcing a trade from the Brooklyn Nets if Kyrie Irving is going to be there. Because if you look at the way this team is constructed, if all came back whole and healthy, this is a championship team. Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, Ben Simmons, Joe Harris, Claxton, go down the list. And now they've added more. They got Curry. They have Patty Mills. They added Royce O'Neal. They've added T.J. Warren. They have the pieces. So even if this team was to come back whole and healthy and make another run at it, it's a championship-caliber team, Zach. But there's a reason that Kevin Durant asked for a trade. If Kyrie Irving plans on being there long-term, or if the Brooklyn Nets want to deal with Kyrie Irving past this year, Kevin Durant's still there. But the fact that he knows something that we don't. He knows something that we don't. Rather, it's the fact that Kyrie Irving is going to seek a trade and go elsewhere, or the Brooklyn Nets have informed Kyrie Irving that they don't want to sign him past his extension. And if that's the case, if I'm Kevin Durant, I'm like, okay, if he's not going to be here because I came here to play with him, I'm not going to be here either.
So, Antonio Daniels, you don't buy any stock in the theory that maybe Kevin Durant just doesn't want to play with Kyrie Irving anymore?
I don't. They've said in leaving they would still love to play together. That's what's weird to me, because the best opportunity and place that they have to play together is in Brooklyn. But with all that being said, that kind of lets you know there's no ill will between the two. You know what I mean? Kevin Durant may have an issue with the way Kyrie Irving was treated. We all know that Kyrie Irving wanted to come back, that he wanted to come back and play throughout the course of the season, and they wouldn't allow that. So it's a lot that goes into this. But I honestly feel like it's a lot more than what we actually know.
Is it a mistake then by the Brooklyn Nets to just not guarantee years 3 and 4 of that contract to Kyrie Irving?
No, because I don't even know if it's year 3 and 4 guaranteed. It may be year 1 and 2 that they don't want to do. And it's almost like Kyrie, the Brooklyn Nets, it seems like they're drawing a line in the sand. And they're saying, listen, we have allowed stars to really make decisions for our organization, and we're not going to do that anymore. If you think that they have acquiesced to everything that Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving have asked, they got a head coach with no coaching experience. They went out and they got James Harden. You know, they went and they paid DeAndre Jordan $40 million. They did everything that their stars asked. and it blew up in their face. And now it's almost like Brooklyn is taking a stand. And they're saying, listen, we love you. We think you are fantastic, but we cannot allow you to make the decisions for our organization. And you know what? If that means that Kevin Durant goes because Kyrie Irving did not get an opportunity to play this year and be on a part-time basis because that's not what Sean Marks and the Brooklyn Nets wanted, so be it.
So why does Durant keep on trusting Kyrie Irving? Because Kyrie, the last few years, has not really carried his weight in this partnership.
I'm sorry, say it again?
Why does KD keep on trusting Kyrie then?
Because there's nothing stronger. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing stronger than the power of relationship. There's nothing stronger than that. But a thing that we have to understand, though, Zach, none of us prepared for what happened. So when the three got together, right? When the three got together, meaning James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, you know what we didn't plan for? A global pandemic. We had no idea COVID was coming. You know,
the mandate too in New York. Yeah.
Right. The mandate in New York. We had no idea that Kyrie Irving would twist his ankle in the Milwaukee series. So we never got an opportunity to see what this team was capable of accomplishing. So we can sit back now, the hindsight's 2020, but the thing we have to take into consideration, and this is not a vaccination, unvaccination conversation. It's the fact that the world was turned around, that the world was turned on its axis, which is something none of us prepared for. And when James Harden came out and basically said, you know what, I didn't sign up for this. I get it. I get it. Nor did Kyrie Irving, nor did Kevin Durant, nor did any of us who were actually impacted with COVID.
Antonio Daniels, before I let you run, I got two more for you. Where's Kevin Durant playing basketball next year?
I have not a clue. That is a question I am not knowledge to answer.
If it's Golden State, let me ask you this. If it's Golden State, does that make KD look a little weak since he'd be running back to them?
No. Why? You know, the thing is that guys are damned if they do and damned if they don't, right?
Well, that's why I always say this, Antonio, I always say this. I had no problem with him going to Golden State. He should have just embraced that he was going to be the villain, and I think he was too sensitive in Golden State. That's why he ended up in Brooklyn, because he felt like he had to prove to people he was going to be the guy that formed the team.
Right.
So if he goes back to Golden State, just embrace being the villain.
Yeah, but the thing is this, though. So we get mad at players for doing what Damian Lillard is doing, right? For doing what Bradley Beal is doing. And basically saying, you know what? Basically saying, oh, why are you staying there? Why are you staying there? You're not winning. You know, what are you? So we blame players when they're loyal. And then when players leave and do what's in their best interest, as far as winning championships are concerned, we blame them then too. So where's the gray area?
Well, I'll tell you what the difference is. Between Bradley Beal and Damian Lillard, everyone knows Dame's not winning a championship in Portland. Everyone knows Bradley Beal's not winning a championship with the Wizards. You have KD and Kyrie together. I know they've been through a lot of crap the last 3 years. That's a team that could win a championship still. So, like, why not just stay in Brooklyn?
Agree. Because Brooklyn doesn't, it seems as if Brooklyn doesn't want to deal with Kyrie Irving.
But he's there for next year. He opted in, and they've done everything so far that they've wanted, besides the big-time contract here.
So what if, I tell people all the time, the conversations that we don't hear still happen, and it's still conversations. So if I'm Kevin Durant, and I went to play with Kyrie Irving, number one, Zach, what you're assuming is that Kyrie Irving's going to be there next year. And if I was to guess right now, I wouldn't think that Kyrie Irving starts the season in Brooklyn.
Los Angeles?
I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think so. Yes. I would not. When is the last star to seek a trade and him not be granted that trade? Kyrie Irving, he asked. He was traded. James Harden asked. He was traded. Kawhi Leonard asked. He was traded. We can go down the list of different guys that were asked to be traded, and they were traded. You know what I mean? So I don't think Kyrie Irving is going to be there to start the season. You remove Kyrie Irving from that equation, now you no longer have a championship-caliber team.
Antonio Daniels, is there any chance, in your opinion, in the 11th hour, Josai goes back to Kyrie and says, here's the 4-year contract guaranteed so they could keep Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving in Brooklyn?
I don't think so. I don't think so. But stranger things have happened. But I would not guess that because it's a lot. It's almost like they're past the point of no return now. You know, and if you're Josiah, it's almost like, look, this is the culture that we want to build moving forward.
Antonio Daniels does a great job. SiriusXM NBA Radio color analyst for the Pelicans. AD, always appreciate the time, my friend.
Appreciate you, Zach.
There's Antonio Daniels joining us. Take a timeout. And when we do return, a surprising voice spoke up in defense of Aaron Rodgers after Devontae Adams bolted Green Bay. Who was that? What'd he say? We'll get into it next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.